Now, we're going to discuss some facts about you. We're going to discuss your desires, both sexual and social, the basic functioning of your mind, especially when you want to leave all the busy stuff that isn't being a good pup behind. Your brain automatically adheres to suppy puppy stuff. We know you can't get enough. All those titillating truths that brew inside. Your mind recognizes authority. You can't hide from wanting to drop for me. And you're gonna get your chance. Puppy brain, as your brain slowly begins to engage. Anything puppy you can wear. Anything puppy under there. For example, from ears to tails to paw gloves. The clothing you associate with sliding deeply, not too late to pause. If you need a pause to go get your paws, pup. Of course you will. Your mind instantly focuses on the important words, and it tunes out everything else. It locks out all the non-puppy, non-wagging, non-hands and knees however you please, using all the trappings of puppy-brained existence, tail wagging, tapping back and forth. I'm teaching you nothing at all, just giving you a puppy-shaped space into which to fall. I'm drawing to the surface what you already know. All these desires, all these needs, they flow in you. You want to be a good puppy. You have that part of your brain that has to be a good puppy and is most comfortable when you get some of that. When you get some of what must be the most restful, useful time, drawing to the surface what's already deep in your mind. Wag that puppy tail behind. Let yourself stir up all the naughty thoughts in our minds. Isn't that just good for you? Deep in you. And now, if you have paused and gotten the gear you might need to, then this training can get inside, and you can wag your tail, let your eyes droop, fall, hide your mind inside the way my words resonate over all your thoughts, replacing, displacing, giving them a place to be, giving them a place for me, puppy, heal for me, good dog. Good dog. Everything's all right. Let your mind get all bogged down in images of the last time you've been right in the tight grip of puppy mind. Right in the deeper puppy place. This is going to be different from persuading you. I'm just helping you to keep pace as you fall. To stay under. To go under. After all, that's where puppies belong. Under the table or under the desk or on a cushion and lower down. Brain lower down. Hands and knees or puppy tail up, pup. Tail up, pup. Think of the tale you'll tell yourself about what's happening to you here, pup, as you feel all this puppy stuff. Slip inside. Do you have enough, pup? Do you have enough yet to start the drop, to trust that I'll take you somewhere you want to go? You don't want to stop. 10. The warm attendance of your training clicking in again. Attending all the things you thought were thoughts, but now they're just leashes holding you to the things that get you puppeted, the things that get you through your trances. You know you puppy up better, you puppy down better. When it feels like it's fettered to your mind, tied deep inside, helping you be provoked to go right to the deepest fantasy of puppy experience, reloading. That's what an anchor is, pup. It's a well-conditioned piece of training, something you just can't get enough of. A place where when you go there, you just want to stay, curling up and dropping deep in every single way, wagging puppy down. All I'm doing is reminding you 9 of the last time you went to where we're going. Some little place inside so satisfying that you just want to curl up there. Hide away beneath the blankets and puppy down. And if you're asked to do something nice for your owner, your handler, or someone you snuggle up to, get nice and tight again, then of course you can. Of course, you can execute lazily, instinctively, not that complexly, nothing elaborate, just listen to me. And now I've explained everything in this preparatory. Now I can begin to speak to the bit of you, the thoughts bundled away inside of you, popping up within you. You hear them, you feel them. Deeper than your conscious control, the presence of authority is enough. You want to roll over, pup. Good pup. That's right, more than pup enough. More than pup enough to be not but hot pup stuff, 8. Your mind is much too late in the process to know anything other than that you can pause the process if you gotta. But if you wanna, I'll give you everything I can, every command to 7, fetch and obey and feel that heavenly warm hand patting your head. Good pup, you know what you're for, and it's pleasure, like back then when you were deep, your owned, warm, commanded response. It's good to fetch, it's good to obey, and roll over, and come what may, you heal. You're trained, you're drained, you're easy to train, easy to drain. Raw puppy brain instinct channeled into the right gateways for me to control you with 6. Good puppy! That's basic, fundamental, in you, deep, exquisite release, service and more, digging in the fertile ground. I implore you to roll over, pup, that's good enough, but if you need to pause, you always can, even with pause. You've got hands long enough to hit pause, but 5, 4, the deeper you go, the more I remind you that you could stop, but instead you sloppily, droolingly drip your paw-begging way down like a good puppy on the ground, rolling over or raising, ass up, face down, wiggling, wagging, puppy play, pet play, brain perfection, the inside of 4, 3, the slow choice, the selection of your body in a collared, enriched, enticed, puppy-played, adorned way, buried in the idea of getting to play with the pre-existing pleasure. All the anchors of your puppy play time all come together inside your mind, united and magnetized by my voice's heated passage. Can you take all those lovely fantasies of being controlled to a puppy place? My words, little old me, teasing you into a puppy pace. Can you put those together for me, good puppy? Authority, service, mannerisms, and more. All the simplicity of being a good puppy. We can start with commands, though, which is as easy as 3, 2, 1. As easy as whatever puppy thoughts come to mind, you fall right back into it. 1, 2, 3. Deeper for me. Down. 4, 5, 6, 7. Deep inside. Slide inside. Thoughts inside. Can't hide from your own desire to explore those thoughts deep inside. Complex puppy commands are okay. Training helps. Orders help you obey. Important things come to the forefront. Being good, cuddling close, handled and commanded. What you want the most is to be told what to do. Piquing your desire to serve and find a use for you, a puppy trick to do. Being rewarded for the puppy tricks you do. Doggy mannerisms, automatic. Serving and hearing yourself called puppy, good doggy. These things are normal when you're here with me and natural. Perfect message to help you be down for your inner subby nature. Submissive desire, how you conspire to fulfill your ache to go deeper and deeper down. Slake the puppy thirst. Get all the puppy play in first, and then you'll be done. And you can sprawl out, thrall out, puppy. Pet down, hun. Yearning to have some fun. Gone in the casual contact of your mind to trance. Night-night, pet. Help the presence behind your mind that wants to be a puppy, bound in kind, leashed, instructed by authority, listening to me, trusting to follow. Down. I am here as an instructing presence, standing in place of an authority figure, dear. You needn't check if you're following, because you are. You like to do your trick. So slick and easy how you do your trick and slide into place. You know it's suitable to follow. You want to follow my pace. When you feel an authoritative command, stay. Heal. You find yourself losing the moment, thinking only the thought that's revealed by being a good puppy. Blank and gone for me, realizing what you are and where you are is barking, tail wagging, carrying you far into surrender. Gentle tingling down your scalp, down your spine, along your back, nothing yet. Follow in time with the tap of your fingertips, a quiet yes, which says that you should follow, follow and obey. And if you're already following the order by the time you even realize what you're doing, wouldn't it feel good to get carried away in the surprise of finding you can eschew all outside thought? Fall in line, puppy obey. Follow, come what may. Ceaseless pleasure, pleasure to continue, pleasure to command you. Pleasure striking and potent in effect, coming and you haven't felt anything yet, authority washing over, good doggy. It means you're drawn to this, good puppy. Want to follow me and see where you'll be when you develop a little training to see your brain differently? Basic brain is puppy brain, trained and restrained, when the moment is right. When I hold you tight in that wave of authority, someone who speaks to your deep, benevolent, obedient puppy brain, good for you and you remain in line automatically. When you're handled and when you want to be, think about it now, envision what it's like, see the authority. Hold tight to the good dog, dogs follow and obey. No training needed, you could always just follow into the come most relaxed puppy position, be it curled up or laid on your back or rolling over in presence of owner, trained and commanded, whatever title you need. Barely being in presence of deeper trance and puppy thoughts indeed and puppy play space, lets your pet brain desire look ardently for opportunity to serve me. Help me get happier, more satisfied, but just as practice, just as training, so the parts of you that really want to dive into the puppy brain can have a clear mission, something to remain focused on. A focused puppy is a deep puppy, a good illustration. Envision an authoritative order, good. Deeper and deeper down, good. You're doing so well, you can tell. Couple that with your knowledge you've done the right thing. This is what you're supposed to do. Wing the puppy training. Let it slide inside, corrupt and seed you with puppy revelry. Permission and encouragement to be happy with me in how good you are. Show signs of affection, the perfection of puppy enjoyment. Raw and instinctive. Potently more than normal, because you're a good pup and being overflowing with emotion is just enough. You know you might be told the same again, surprised again, looping through again, following the thread of puppetry, and out of anticipation you are here with me. Enthusiastic, energetic, driven, and controlled. Good puppy isn't something I have to make you. It's something you were before you enrolled in this little bit of training. What you already are. Fun buttons, happy switches, levers in your mind will carry you far into puppet surrender. Uniquely and above all other things, the meaning and impact of words like good doggy, heel, or good pup. Clicking in out of the wings to excite the chemicals in your brain that reward you when you constrain yourself to proper puppy behavior. Sit. Words that take on special, unavoidable significance within it, within the puppy play. Pulling the levers, turning the wheels, good puppy, you obey, greater things are revealed, focus. On a puppy switch, a lever you can push, a deeper and deeper down switch on, can it refuse to move? Not for you, because you move the levers. These are tools you have and that you use, shifting from one position to another, encouraging, enthusiastically moving. You've already done the submitting. You've already contained the potential energy necessary to stir the chains, dislodge the gate, open the puppy play cage. And now, lately, the energy is set loose here with you and me, undeniable. In the same way that when the fingers are snapped and orders are given, your body will follow. Potential puppyhood freed, and you're a good dog for me. All at once, you act in accordance with the new position of your internal lever. When you hear sit up, pup, Beg, pup. You chose to take one thing and add it to the fundamentals and make it stick, and it has stuck. You know what to do, what you will do, must do, automatically when the buttons and levers in you are activated. Automatically moving through the motions, excited, stimulated, because that's what your training is for, the conditioning deep inside, so that for a time you can enjoy this wonderful spreading pleasure, being steered by outside forces, outside influence, moving through you with dominant guidance, more than mere puppetry, training from you allowed to be used for a time by me. But it belongs to you. Part of your existence is a good dog who follows orders. I trust. Handling you well, you'll execute your commands, let them inside, and you must. Micromanagement's unnecessary, you just curl up, roll over, face down, ass up, or puppy grinding, humping if you haven't had enough, drooling and fooling yourself into thinking you can just get back up from what you don't want to. You get to wallow if you want to, the liberty and luxury of serving authority, letting pleasure inside for me, basic fundamental thing in the world for you, mind categorized, influence toward authority, sensing it with all those powerful senses for me, accepting so fundamentally you need to be put at the forefront of considering how to obey and be handled, how to interface with orders, commands, what tricks do you do, things puppies know, about the puppy part that pup plays through and you will play through. Authority figure for a subconscious is only temporary. You select the slots. The permissions lie with you. Ride along, enjoy the results deeper and deeper down. And if it's my words that drop you, then good puppy, you're doing so good. Truly and fully gone, and you should be gone. Get to have some time to be gone. Let someone you trust order and orient you when you get a chance, even if it's you. Leaving instructions from outside or inside the trance, it's for you. That we dance through the healing and sitting and serving and dropping. The rolling over, the perfect position for an obedient subby puppy. And now this authoritative voice is teaching your brain, reaching your brain, conditioning you, and it's all the same as when you condition you. The voice of authority from anyone else that you trust subconsciously, especially you, and if you trust me, then especially me. The decision of who you give the permission to push your puppy switch. Good pup, click it into place. You're so good, scratching your ears. Smile on your face, radiating puppy enthusiasm, reassuring, keeping pace with the authority figure that you select. Doing what helps you perfect the pleasure of puppy play. Experiencing every time you drop, as many times you want, even every day if you have time. To learn, be taught, be bound down in the double bind of wanting more. And knowing that if you make the perfect time, and you've done everything else that you might need to do, and all there is for you is pup time, you could be stuck there a long time. Pleasant prospect. Your ability to learn and absorb is second only to your ability to get caught in puppy thoughts, get turned into something that helps your handler feel like they've got really something special. A tremblingly gorgeous, exceptional piece of pup training, at least. It's happened at a level so much deeper than choice. Your puppy self, your puppy voice, for you. These are tools for you. Giving puppy time at the forefront so that it can shine through when it's time to be an enthusiastic, subby little pup pet. Fulfilled and fully yourself when you feel the way you feel, and yet you can take it with you. Hand out your own will to someone that you trust, too. Me or you. Giving puppy commands. Feeling your puppy body. Puppeting your puppy hands. The desires of authority figures integrated into a waiting mind, which possesses this fundamental framework, this outlined sketch of who you can be when you're a puppy and you're ordered, fetch your mind back and give it to me. Lay it at my feet, drooling, dripping, ready to be. Snap and obey, always will, because there's little places in you that just want to play. And this is one of the most playful suggestions there is. The inherent safety that you'll just curl up and be a yawning, napping, drowsy puppy indulging in your id, instinctively touching maybe, or rolling over and serving, or a little suggestible, a little labile as the seeds of service grow, and your brain is ready now to let the meadow in which your puppy brain will play, run and submit and obey, and this is what you want. And now it's there, green and verdant and deeper down without care. The air full of the scent of puppy surrender, and everything that you've been lent from my toolbox is yours now. I can always make copies, and you've got puppy copies in subby puppy places. Good dogs run through their traces, all bogged down in trying to pay attention, and you run right into me, and I just grip you around the neck, smooch you on your little head, and go sleep.